Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from Canto 10, Chapter 26, Text 20, which is the same text as we had in Chapter 8, Text 17. So is that what he has up there? 8:17, 10:8:17. Puranena Vrajapate Sadavo Dasyupidita Arajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita Puranena Vrajapate Sarabho Dasyupidita Arajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita Pranena Prajapate Sarabho Dasyupidita Arajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita Puranena Vrajapate Sadavo Dasyupidita Arajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita. Please chant. Pidita Rajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita. Ladies. Ramena Rajapate Sarabho Dasyu Pidita Jigyur Dasyun Samedita Ramena Rajapate Sarabho Dasyu Pidita Arajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita. Gurukula, children. Ramena Vrajapate Sarabho Dasyu Pidita Arajake Rakshamana Jigyur Dasyun Samedita Ramena Vrajapate
Arajake Rakshamanam Jigyodasyun Samedita.
Pura, formerly. Anena, by Krishna. Rajapate, O King of Raja. Sadhava, those who were honest. Dasyupidita, being disturbed by rogues and thieves. Arajake, when there was an irregular government. Rakshamana, were protected. Jigyu, conquered. Dasyun, rogues and thieves. Samedita, flourished. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular and incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, and when honest people were being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to curb the rogues and to protect the people and enable them to flourish. Please repeat. O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, and when honest people were being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to curb the rogues and to protect the people and enable them to flourish. And there was a purport in the same verse in 10:8:17. Indra is the king of the universe. Demons and rogues always disturb Indra. Indriari vyakulam lokam. When the Indraris, the enemies of Indra, become prominent, Krishna appears. And Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Rijyante Yuge Yuge. Bhagavatam 1:3:28. Omagana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Svapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakara Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamala Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Krijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwade Vishabhanu Devi Pranamami Harepye Vanchakopa Trubhyascha Ipasindubhyevacha Patitam Pavanebhyo Vaishnevanuma Yashi Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we're talking about the Indrari Vyakulam, the enemies of Indra, or those persons who are disturbing society. There was, in the reading here, there was talking about irregular, incapable government. I think we'll get back to that a little later, but those who keep up with what's going on in America know that there's certainly some irregularities going on right now. They can't pay their bills. In particular here, we're talking about Krishna. He's all talking about the wonderful appearance of Krishna and who Krishna is. So, Krishna, he descends into this world. He comes here. This is his visit. He's coming here to encourage us. And why does he come? And when does he come? He comes when there's trouble. Yeah, from who? The demons. Yeah, very good. And who does he take care of? Who is he protecting? Yes. Who? The devotees? Yeah, the devotees. Krishna comes to take care of the devotees. He wants them to be happy and be protected. So Krishna comes. He's called avatar. When he comes, he descends. And Krishna comes at many times. Many times throughout the world's history. There is no limit to how many times Krishna comes. There's a verse in the first canto which describes that. It goes as follows. All of the above-mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Shri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is disturbance created by the atheist. The Lord incarnates to protect the theist. So when Krishna comes, he doesn't come always in the same way. He comes sometimes in different forms, in different colors, in different, appearing different sort of bodily features, bodies. And Krishna, he has how many different, six different prominent qualities he has more than anyone else. Anybody know any of them? Any of the children want to answer? Six things Krishna has more than anybody else. Strength, yes. What else? Oh, yes, in the back. The what?
Famous.
Famous, yes, okay. Yes, most beautiful. Yes, go ahead. What's that? Sweet. Okay, that's okay, yeah. Okay, in the back. Opulent, yes, he has more wealth than anybody. Okay, yeah. Intelligence, okay. What's that?
Renunciation.
Renunciation, oh, that was a very good one. So there's many different qualities Krishna has. And when he comes, sometimes he displays one of them more prominently than other times. So when Krishna's coming and he wants to show he's very fierce and powerful, what incarnation can you think of that shows that? Huh? Okay. Try, let's keep going. Anyone else have one? Kali? Okay. Parshuram? Yeah, Parshuram is pretty powerful. That's true. That's the one. Yes, Bill. What form of Krishna? What form of the Lord? I'll give you a hint. He's sitting on the altar. He's got his own little altar there. Okay, I couldn't. My hearing's a little bit off, and they're really quiet and far away. So Nrisimhadeva, yes, he's very powerful, and he comes and he tears apart the biggest demon, Hiranyakashipu. We'll get back to you in a minute, okay? And also Parshuram, he goes and he kills all the kings 21 times, not just once or twice, but 21 times. So, also Krishna comes, he's most famous. So this is a little tough, but there is one, if you know the history. What incarnation of Krishna is most famous? Yes? Krishna. Well, Krishna, he can't be included in this group. It's somebody other than Krishna. Yes? What's that?
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. Well, okay, that would not quite fit, but this in the back. Yes. Nrisimhadeva. Okay. Yes. Matsya. Okay. Well, they're all famous. Maybe I'll make this a little easier. Lord Ram. Ram is very famous. Of course, this is, I'm reading from Prabhupada's, looking at Prabhupada's purport here on 1.3.28. He talks about all these different forms, and he says, that Rama and Dhanvantari are very famous. Dhanvantari brings all the medicines. Mm-hmm. And, okay, here's an interesting one. Now, this doesn't include Krishna, somebody else. Who is well noted for his beauty? Yes, right in front? Yeah? Well, that's true. That's true. You obviously have a special devotion here. anyone else? Yes? Chaitanya. Right there. Balaram. Yes, Balaram. Balaram's considered very beautiful. Anyone else? Yes? What was it?
Lord Nityananda.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He's not appearing in the form of a man. But he's very beautiful form. Maybe it's not a he. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Nrisimhadeva, okay. You may not know this one very easily, but it's a lady. So he appears sometimes as a woman. Yes. Not exactly. Go ahead.
Mohini,
that's it. The Mohini Murti. Krishna's very beautiful. And he attracts everyone. All the demons were just falling over because she was so beautiful. Hmm. And renunciation. Now this might be a little hard because I don't know if you ever heard much about him. Who's famous for renunciation? Actually, I think it's like two people together. Microphone is slipping. Yes? Krishna Balaram. No, these are sages that live in the Himalayas. Yes?
Sadhus,
no, this specifically known as Krishna, you may not know. I'll make it easy because I think you don't know this one. Nara Narayan. Maybe you didn't hear that one so much. So Krishna has exhibited his different qualities, and more, one may be more prominent than the other, but Krishna himself has all of this to the maximum degree. He has more of everything than any other form of that he exhibits. And he comes to protect the devotees and to destroy the demons. So this is also very important because we're all trying to be devotees, right? Anybody here is a demon? I don't see any volunteers. Eh? Okay, so you're all being devotees. So we all want to be protected, right? We all want Krishna's protection. Everybody needs protection. Mm-hmm. And Krishna can protect us. But now here's a real interesting question. See if you know. How does Krishna appear now, at this time? Right now, right? In 2013. Yes. Deity, okay. Anything else? Yes. It's what? Krishna, but how Krishna takes a special form, and you may not be able to see him, but you can experience him some other way. The two in the back. Kalki. No, he's here right now. Right now, right? He's right with you right now. Okay. Paramatma. Not quite. That's not the answer. Just in the back. Exactly, yes, the holy name of Krishna. Krishna appears as his holy name. And so when we want Krishna to be with us, which should be once in a while or all the time? What do you think? All the time. Then we can take advantage of what? How we bring him close? How would you bring Krishna real close to you right now? Yes. You what? Chant Hare Krishna, exactly. So if we chant Krishna's name, he's immediately with us. And he will give us all protection. And Prabhupada writes a nice purport in the Bhagavatam about this, where he says that in this age, everything is polluted by contamination of Kali. It is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya that this chanting of the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. This offenseless chanter of the holy name is auspicious as the Lord himself. The movement and the movement of pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Only by the propagation of chanting of the holy name can we be immune from the effects of the age of Kali. Everybody know what that word propagate means? That means you have to tell people and make it very public, very loud. So everyone can hear the holy name, not just you. You have to speak it very loudly. And then what will happen? What did Prabhupada say will happen? Yes? Everyone will become devotee, and the effects of the age of Kali, what? Will they overwhelm us? They'll curb them, push them away, and make us immune. That means that we give us protection, so we won't get affected by the age of Kali. So this is very important for us, because we may... Prabhupada writes that, you know, in this age, he says there are places, countries in the world, where if you chant Hare Krishna on the street, they'll put you in jail. It's illegal. And there are countries where, just this past month, in Russia, they took away their temple. They bulldozed it down in Moscow. They had a nice temple and the government came and bulldozed it down. Said, you can't worship Krishna there anymore. So these things are still going on in the world. We're very fortunate. Nobody's going to come and bulldoze this temple, we hope. At least as far as we know. So, and we should also understand that these different incarnations of Krishna, they're like different kinds of light bulbs. Sometimes you have these light bulbs here, and then on the altar you have much brighter light bulbs. But they're all getting power from the same electric plant. Some are brighter, some are not as bright. So Krishna's incarnations, he exhibits more qualities or less qualities, but they're all getting the same power from Krishna. So Krishna is the source of all incarnations. I know myself, especially before coming to the movement, I used to always consider that every person has some superior, and in the story of Gopakumar, he's going throughout the universe and in beyond to find the best person, the best devotee. So there's always somebody greater, somebody more powerful. And somebody who's coming from somewhere else, some other person. So Krishna, we may wonder, what about Krishna? Does he come from somewhere else? Is he the top, the end of the line? He's the greatest. How do we know that? So Krishna says some particular verses in the Bhagavad Gita, which give us an indication that we can understand. He says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samandita. That I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna declares that. And Krishna also declares that those who know this in truth, they will be eligible to come back to him in the end. He says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata taktva deham punar janma naiti mam eki sojana. That one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again on this material, but attains to my eternal abode, Lord Janma. So this is very important for us, because as we know more and more about Krishna, then we will be able to attain that permanent position from which we never have to return. So this prominent part of today's reading was this Indriyari Vyakulam, enemy of Indra. And it talks about irregular government, problems with government. And currently we're having a big problem with government. Government actually is closed right now. They stopped paying their bills. They refuse to pay their bills. They can't agree. And it's just simply some petty arguments over, I want this thing to happen, I don't want that thing to happen. And you do my way or I won't vote. I won't prove anything. But this is simply a sign that the whole government is run by persons who are atheistic and not interested in the better health of the citizens, the better quality of the citizens' life. They have their own petty reasons to try and keep themselves in politics. So, as Srila Prabhupada has indicated here, that we should go on with our chanting, and gradually these things will be rectified. Prabhupada said, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. This, therefore, the entire world is in a precarious position. And the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his Asuric father, because such Asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult because of them to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name through this movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God will be established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many Asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis, and incarnations. And they're all misleading the public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to the human society. So I remember we went one place when we were preaching in Jamaica. I think Keisha remember. And we went to do kirtan and speaking. And it was a little room, a gathering place, where the followers of a particular so-called incarnation would come and chant. And so they thought, oh, we like chanting, you can chant here too. And they, in front of us, they had this huge picture, bigger than any of these on the wall, of their leader, their guru, who said that he was an incarnation of Krishna, right? Such cheating. And his followers became very addicted because they think they get some material benefit by following him. They think that they will get some money, they'll get, all their problems will be filled. But Prabhupada explains that such bogus leaders, such envious atheists, where do they go? Do you know? Where do they go in their next life? Where do you think they should go? Hellish planet. That Prabhupada says the darkest regions of existence. Dark, very dark. Can you imagine being in a room with no windows and no doors? Very dark. And those who follow them go with them. Or has anyone gone swimming and they jump in a river and the river is really shallow? If you jump in head first, you'll break your neck, right? You did that? You didn't break your neck, did you? But if you jump in head first, you'll just hit your head and break your neck. So Prabhupada says, such leaders, they jump into these shallow rivers and they break their neck and their followers all go with them. They'll suffer greatly because of their misguided things, but they're so attached, they don't want to hear anything else. They don't want to hear that Krishna, who Krishna is. They're willing to believe that this ordinary man who dies, who gets sick, who is corrupted in so many ways, that he is God. So this is the atheists, the demons of this world. What to speak of the governments. The governments that come and close temples like in Russia. They want to stop us from distributing our Bhagavad Gita. And only with great effort can we stop them. With the help of different governments. Like the Indian government came and said, no, this is our scripture. You cannot forbid this scripture to be published. The Bhagavad Gita, they wanted to not let devotees distribute Bhagavad Gita anymore. So these kind of governments are going on. There's other places in the world that if you openly chant Hare Krishna on the street, they'll put you in jail. So Krishna comes to stop all this. He does, but it's this chanting. And so we have to take him to the people by this public chanting. So we're very fortunate here that Krishna Keshava regularly organizes such public chanting. And helps us get the message of Krishna out to the innocent people who may be interested, who are not yet dedicated to the ways of demoniac people. So, we have to also understand more about this holy name of Krishna. Prabhupada writes, or spoke, he gave one lecture and he said, so in this Kali Yuga, people are so much disturbed. Therefore, Krishna has come in the form of his name, Hare Krishna. Krishna has not come personally, but by his name. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between his name and his self. Abhinatvam nama namino. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnas Shudo Nitya Mukta. The holy name of Krishna is full. It's full like Krishna. As Krishna is full and complete. So Krishna, he is the complete whole, he is everything. And everything that comes from him is complete. And Krishna's name is whole and complete. So everything is there within Krishna's name that is within Krishna. Shuddha, it is pure. It is not material things. Purna Shuddha Nitya, eternal. As Krishna is eternal, his name is also eternal. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. There is no material conception in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Abhinatvam nama namino. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are what? The same. Absolutely identical. So even if we get the kingdom of the demigods, we cannot be happy as long as we have got a material conception of life and we don't take shelter of Krishna. So these demons are always attacking the devotees. We just heard for so many weeks about Indra. What did Indra do in the previous chapter? He came to Vrindavan. And what did he do to the residents of Vrindavan? Anyone remember? Tried to flood them, yeah. He put lots of rain and hail and terrible winds. But still, Krishna didn't kill him. Because ultimately he is a devotee. He's in a position put there by Krishna to give protection to the world, to rule the world and give protection. So Krishna heard his prayers, and he didn't kill him. So, but this Indra, he is the chief of the demigods. So he is ruling and he is protecting the world, protecting the whole universe from demons. But the demons are constantly attacking and sometimes Indra gets kicked out. Like Hiranyakashipu, he kicked Indra out. He had his nice home, his nice office, and he kicked him out. So only when Krishna came in the form of Nrisimhadeva was that Hiranyakashipu thrown out. So this is Krishna's business. And in this age, it's very important for us to know something further. It says, whenever there is a burden, Prabhupada writes this in the Bhagavatam, in the first chapter of the 10th canto. Whenever there is a burden created by the demons, and whenever the innocent devotees are distressed by demoniac rulers, the Lord appears in the due course of time to kill the demons with the assistance of his real representatives, who are technically called demigods. Krishna's business is to kill the demons. Therefore, this should be a devotee's business also. So devotees have to kill the demons. Unless the demoniac, this is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Unless the demoniac activities on the surface of the world are diminished or vanquished, no one can be happy. The program for the conditioned soul is so fully described in the Bhagavad Gita that one simply has to follow these instructions to become happy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore prescribed Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatir anyata. Let the people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. Then their demoniac tendencies will be killed. and they will become first-class devotees, happy in this life and the next. So there are many demoniac things that are going on in the world, even within our own cities. But by this chanting, all those tendencies will be killed. So this is very important. One of our big missions here is to destroy these demoniac tendencies within the world. So let me stop there and ask if anyone has any questions or additions. Yes? Yes?
When you were talking about the government and demoniac places, like they would arrest you for just chanting Hare Krishna, mm-hmm. It reminded me of one time I was arrested in a very remote part of this world. It was in downtown Gainesville. 1974, we used to go up and down University Avenue and 13th Street. It was a little bit different. It was University Avenue mostly. And they called a big truck. This police truck came. They rounded us all up and put us inside this truck and took us down to the police station. So, 39 years ago. So by the chanting and prasadam distribution, they've become more pious. They allow us to do that. Right?
Now they allow us to chant in Gainesville. Actually, I remember maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little longer, we tried to do some Harinam in downtown Alachua. And the Alachua County Sheriff came up and said, "You can't do that here. You stop immediately." That was here in Alachua. I think that may be part of the reason Keshua doesn't take us downtown Alachua. Yes, Trivia Comparable.
I was thinking a good example from the text where rogues and thieves were flourishing was when Vena was king. When he died, it was one of the two. And then Prithu, the Lord, as the primary incarnation, was Prithu.
Yeah. Good
that
government.
Poor part might have been referring to that.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you very much. What?
Yeah, I was just mentioning that a very nice devotee was killed. I'm not sure exactly when, but very recently in Los Angeles by Los Angeles police. Sabuti.
Well, that was a unfortunate incident, but my understanding is he kind of brought that himself on himself intentionally. He was disturbed.
So it was a suicide mission, apparently. A very nice devotee. I knew him a little bit in Los Angeles.
There's a whole story, but.
And he was in Jayananda's, he was living in Jayananda's truck, truck that Jayananda had given him.
That's true. Some things are going on. Anyone else? Comment or question? Do you have one? Yes?
You mentioned about Krishna's terrible forms, Narsingadev. I have been asked this question by people, "Oh, your religion is so violent." Mm. Hiranyakashipu's intestines are hanging out on his neck. Somebody was asking me about Ganesha, why somebody would behead an elephant and put that, first behead a child.
Indian or Western?
This was was a professor from Princeton University who was asking why the religion is so violent.
Why it's so violent?
He's Jewish, and he's not excited about his religion also. So what would your response be?
Well, the response is this place is a, the world is full of violence. Every living entity is food for another. Every living being has to die. And Krishna is, you know, saying that the laws of nature are coming and destroying everyone in different ways. So Krishna is showing he's going to give protection to those who follow him because it's such a cruel, difficult place. And we want protection. Mother Lakshmana, you seem eager to say that. This is his activity. He protects the devotees.
Prabhupada often said that violence is sometimes necessary when it's used in the right way. And just for reference, in Judaism, the, you know, the bad guys, so to speak, were chasing the Jewish people. They had given them some opportunity to leave after being encouraged by the Supreme Lord in various ways, by different plagues, the last of which was that the firstborn son of each person would die. And so the Pharaoh, the head of the government, his son died. So he said, okay, go, go. So the Jewish people left. But then when they left, these people chased after them with the intent to kill them. And the Bible says that the waters split, and the Jewish people went through the water, and the other people followed, and then the water closed on them, and they were killed. So we see in many scripture, in many religious traditions, not only in that our religious tradition, but in many religious traditions, we see that God comes when his devotees are in danger, and he facilitates their exit. But we can see, in Mahabharata, that Krishna tried to avoid the battle of Kurukshetra in so many different ways. It wasn't until it was unavoidable to support justice that he took a stand, and then the war was inevitable. But he tried in so many different ways, even himself coming as a mediator to avert a war.
And on the point of Lord Nisringadeva wearing Hiranyakashipu's intestines, if first they understand what Hiranyakashipu was doing to a 5-year-old boy, I heard it, so then I repeated to a lady here, she was looking at the picture on Janmasthami Day, I think, and I had heard someone say, this is what God does to child abusers. And she was so happy. She didn't buy that picture, but her mind was peaceful. She had been disturbed. Mm. So, you know, you have to put it in context.
Yes. See, there's a... The point that we understand from this verse and other similar verses, including the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Prachinaya Sadhana Vinishchaya Chadustikam Duskritam, that Krishna knows that there are the atheistic, demoniac people, and they're always harassing people everywhere. And the only way to stop them is to defeat them. And usually this defeat means you have to kill them, because they won't stop until they're killed. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's also true. Mm. Yes. Okay, you got the mic.
I just heard one yesterday, another Irmula. She made it sound so nice, she speaks so nicely, where she says that this ghastly rock, if you look, what are the movies about, the games that the kids play on their little electronic devices now? This is a very popular theme. People love this. They go pay hundreds and who can imagine how much money to see these type of activities. So here it is also showing that Krishna does it. So, I mean, but if you look, how many themes of movies have, like, horrible scenes or those video games, what they're about. So where's it come from? It's something that people like. It's a ghastly rasa, so here's Krishna.
And we know that actually in this age, Lord Chaitanya comes and the demoniac persons like Jagga and Madai, instead of killing them, he makes them into devotees. His extreme mercy. So this is also important for us to know that at this point in time, this is how Krishna deals with his maniac. He makes them into devotees. It can change their mentality. Still, all the activities of the Lord, they're all transcendental, so we love to keep repeating them. Because by repeating them, our devotion grows and we become immersed in remembering Krishna, which is so important. That's the ultimate goal. We become immersed in remembering Krishna. So one last question to your comment.
Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, and the Christians know him, you know, he is very peaceful. He did one chitan in essence. So, but during his time, there weren't really like demons. I mean,
there weren't demons? Oh, yeah,
like,
there were.
Like big ones. You know?
The Romans were very nasty. Yeah, the Romans were very heavy. They wanted to kill anyone who disturbed their lifestyle. And you can see after Christ left, that was their habit, to torture and kill the Christians. So yeah, there were demons there, definitely demons. Not in any way different from the ones we have now. So maybe we can stop here. Glories to Śrīla Prabhupāda, all glories to Śrīmad Bhāgavatam.